guess I'm just revisiting my childhood, but that still has a freshness that still pleases even today. What about yourself, Dave? What do you think? Petula Clark.
One of my favourites there, Alexia.
Very good indeed. Well, I think we're guaranteed to have yet another favourite coming through because we've been scouring the various websites, and I felt that after a weekend which was connected fabulously with Michelle Monroe and Graham Harper, I'd access some of the wonderful news items that Michelle actually puts into place, such as the wonderful mattmonroe.com site, which is there. And I had this little line here, which is, I've had great fun speaking to Alex Lefchuk each Wednesday evening at 5:55 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. It's a great idea being able to pick the less known tracks to play on the station each week. And if you want to hear one of your favourites, then please let me know. There's actually a discussion thread on my Facebook site. And indeed, when I looked at the Facebook site, I was moved almost beyond words to see that Marianne Down, commenting last week, said, another interesting interview. Lovely, less well-known song this week, Ethel Baby. I enjoyed listening. Thanks again, Michelle and Alex. Well, I say thanks to Michelle and thank you, Marion. Isn't that nice, Michelle?
It is. And I thank you, Alex.
Well, isn't that nice? It's thanking you in all sorts of ways, basically. So I take it you recovered from your northern adventure and northern experience, Michelle.
What a wonderful time we had.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was excellent. Yep. I've not been to that end of the country before, and it's absolutely smashing. Mm. And I think everybody that came to both Waterstones and the library were so warm and accommodating. It was lovely.
Yep, it's good stuff. Joy, questions for Michelle, please.
Hi there, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
It was funny because Alex was just saying he'd never actually met you in person before. And I was like, oh, really? Haven't you? But... And now I can just see from the...
Michelle was the same wonderful person I'd expected. I was nothing like Michelle expected.
Well, I've just seen your photo, Michelle. I hadn't seen what you looked like before. And you're very beautiful, I have to say.
Oh,
what a beautiful photograph. Do people comment that you look like your dad?
Yeah. Everybody does. Yeah. Especially from the profile. And because I'm plump as well. Which obviously
you don't look plump at all in your photograph. You look beautifully slim.
The trouble is, I made a comment when I got off the train to say that Alex didn't look like I expected him to look, and I've never heard the end of it.
I still haven't worked out what she expected me to look like, you see. That's the thing, it's comparing, contrasting. You said I was wearing a suit.
Yes, you were wearing a suit, and that's what threw me. Very, very scholarly and learned.
You know what they say about a great face for radio?
Alex.
Thank you, Michelle. There we are. That's the voice of Dave Kenyon there, who we'll be speaking to.
It's too late, Michelle. Too late.
Thank you. We were speaking to Dave in a few moments because we've got one of my own personal Matt Munro classics today, which sums up in many ways my life at the University of Lincoln, where we feel as though we're just on the edge of a precipice, the bus is about to collapse, etc., and somebody says, hang on a minute, Leds, I've got a great idea.
Well, yes. There we go. The reason for this track today is because although it is very, very well known, it's interesting because it's probably the most problematic song Dad ever recorded. He first recorded it in 1st of January 69 at Olympic Studios, and that was great, and it was arranged, conducted and produced by Quincy Jones himself, and that was the version heard in the movie. Everything fine. However, when Dad went to record the song for disc, it took much longer. He was back at Abbey Road with George Martin producing, Kenny Clayton arranging and conducting the session on the 12th of February. So only about 6 weeks later, it took 15 takes to perfect. Now, that was very unusual for Dad, as he normally perfected songs in a very few takes. But even after 15 takes, George evidently still wasn't happy with the recording. So Daddy, Kenny and George had to come back in again on the 3rd of March with another 5 takes, the last of which is this issued recording. Now, the reasons why the original recording was rejected is unknown. I couldn't find anything to say why, nor could Richard. But let's listen to the perfection, then, that is on days like these.
And relax. Another classic there, I feel, Michelle. Another classic.
Yeah, I'd love to have known what took so many takes. It could have been the pronunciation, I suppose.
Well, that's a possibility. Now,
my favourite thing about that is that on Top Gear, which is my favourite TV show, Jeremy Clarkson is driving into the Italian mountains, just about to go through a tunnel, and then he puts on his sunglasses and says, "All I need is a little Matt Monroe now," and on he puts "On Days Like These."
There you are.
Classic moment.
If it's good enough for Jeremy in Top Gear,
absolutely.
Well, clearly. Dave Kenyon was quite surprised, I believe, to find that, in fact, Burt Flange and your dad, Terry Parsons, Matt Munro, one and the same.
Well, I know.
Exactly.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes. Dave, anything you'd like to sort of follow through with that? Because it surprised you, because you were saying that must have been George Martin before he worked on the Beatles. No, he'd done all the Beatles by then, by the time he did On Days Like These.
Well, I was just saying maybe an excuse for taking so long is that he just got used to hanging about with the Beatles for weeks and months on end and was, you know, not used to working in a workmanlike fashion, as it were.
Oh, they'd worked together for years by this time. My explanation would be, I think, the pronunciation, possibly. Who knows? But, I mean, you only need a musician to make one mistake and it all stops.
Oh, exactly.
Then, you know, up comes again and sounds not quite right. It stops. So it's not necessarily a mistake that my dad made.
No, quite.
It's a combination of everybody's teamwork. So, but I think at least it was worth them persevering, because it is really a beautiful track.
Joy.
Well, hi Michelle.
Hi,
again.
Joy.
I've got the CD cover here, the complete singles collection that Alex has given me to have a look at, and I'm just staggered by how many songs there are on it. I mean, is that everything he did, all the recordings there?
Oh, and no.
How many songs did he record in total?
Oh, I mean, over 400.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I mean, probably many more than that. But, no, that album is really just for the 25th anniversary.
Right.
And it's every song that he officially released as a single.
Okay.
And the B-side to it.
Oh, right.
So it's basically his recording career on disc, you know, on the singles. But no, gosh, I mean, because there's hundreds of albums.
Are they all still available?
No, obviously a lot have been deleted over the years.
Right.
But what I try and do is about every 6 or 7 years is resurrect something. So, like, next year I'm going to re-release Matt Sings' Hoagy Carmichael, because it is one of the most sought-after LPs. It's never been on CD as a standalone, and it needs to come out remastered, I think. But you can't have them all out at the same time. It would be absolutely flood the market.
But
you know, I try and come up with a different project every year just to make it a little bit different. Richard's had some great ideas. He wants to do the New York sessions, and I want to do Rarer Monroe. Mm. So, I mean, we've got quite a few years' worth of material yet.
And do you get a lot of requests from the fans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, because...
Who can't wait for one to come out.
They can't wait. And if I've got an idea... For instance, you know, let's say New York Sessions, I'll put it on the website and say, right, what would you like on this album? And I listen to all the input and then make the decision and try and incorporate as much as what they've asked for as possible, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that want to buy the product.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, you're doing them a real favour there, Michelle.
Thank you kindly.
And certainly from the historical perspective and the research that has gone into what I still maintain, and I will continue to do so, is my book of 2010, The Singer's Singer, Michelle. The whole range of ways in which you've gathered together material. I mean, the end of one of your newsletters for Matt Monroe News, please don't forget to let yourself know if you have anything related to your father, whether it's story, a photo, an old radio show.
Anything, because people don't understand. And when I got actually the Camé recording, which took near on 20 years, the answer from the fan was, well, I thought you had it. And that's the thing. People assume I must have everything, and I don't, especially because we were travelling so much. Yeah. So things came out. We weren't here, you know, to sort of ask for them. But I know that people have recorded things off the radio, little cassettes in their attics or whatever. If you come across anything with Matt Monroe on it, or Terry Parsons, Al Jordan, Terry Fitzgerald, any of his pseudonyms, please let me know on mattmonroe.com.
Fantastic. Just a wonderful tour de force of so many marvellous things from that point of view. As you know, I was delighted that you managed to actually release the Matt Monro singing the British Rail advert, The Age of the Strain. Let the train take the strain.
Yes, wonderful. And when you listen to the jingles, it evokes these wonderful memories, doesn't it, of times past. And you think, oh, gosh, I remember that. The jingles are harder to track down. I've got about 15 now, but there's probably another 50 out there because no name was ever associated with the jingle. I mean, it was associated with the brand they were pushing. So unless you know it's Matt Monro's voice, somebody wouldn't be able to say to me, oh, I've got it.
The interpretation he gave to, that's the wonder of Woolworth.
Jeez. The wonder of good old Woolworth. Yes, he's got some wonderful ones, actually. Mm. And as we played some of the rare ones down at the library on, when was I there, Saturday?
Indeed.
Team advert and McLean's.
Yep.
His voice is quite distinctive, though, isn't it? So you would have thought that, once people have heard and thought, oh, that's Matt Monro, they might realise that, something they've got is actually by him, or at least
you have to hope
worth giving to you, and you can check it out.
I'd check it out, yeah, because, they could have taped a programme with adverts in the middle and not realised they've got it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm ever hopeful. I mean, Richard and I have already sort of found two rarities this year, one a TV programme and one actually a movie with two original tracks on it. So we're always looking and we're always hopeful.
And of course, it's Richard Moore who will hopefully be joining us and making his Siren FM debut in the not too distant future, I gather, Michelle.
Oh, yes, he's going to come on and speak to you. And he's so wonderfully talented. He's got a lot to say and he's so knowledgeable about music in every respect. Yeah. It goes far beyond with me. I don't know what I'd do without Richard. He literally is my right arm and possibly my left one as well.
There we are. You see, it's a balanced teamwork.
Behind every great woman is another woman. Oh, no, sorry. A man, in my case.
I couldn't possibly comment apart from saying more exciting things still to come. And Joy, last two questions, please, for Michelle.
Michelle, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
Oh, I have. And knowing what Alex looks like now in the flesh, it makes it so much nicer.
Oh, that's nice,
we're
Alex,
working,
isn't
we're
it?
Working on getting Michelle actually up into the studio next year.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well,
but I did make Southside, didn't I, Alex?
You did indeed. In fact, your photographs are already up there. They're on Facebook. They're in all manner of marvellous routines.
Oh,
and indeed, the audio's up there as well. Fantastic. Michelle Monro, as always, we salute you. In fact, yes, the final question, Joy. You didn't, did you?
No.
I know. Off you go.
Are you going to be back again next week, Michelle?
I shall see you next Wednesday at 5 to 6 on the Siren 107.7, 0.3 FM.